Exclusive Scott Walker, Attack on Liberties During Coronavirus: A Teachable Moment for Young People. By Kyle Olson on April 26, 2020. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, incoming president of Young America's Foundation, told Breitbart News in an exclusive Friday interview that he believes the mission of the organization is more important now than ever before. "You talk about training young freedom fighters, training them about the importance of individual freedom, strong national defense, core conservative principles, free enterprise. Those things are more at risk than ever before," he said. He said even if President Trump is re-elected, "this is a battle where the odds are stacked against us and we've got to be in a position where we're the ultimate freedom fighters. I think after this coronavirus, many young people are going to be questioning why they need to be paying tens of thousands of dollars to sit in ivory towers when a lot of learning can be done virtually and through other formats," he said, and predicted changes in higher education as a result. Walker believes there is a teachable moment when it comes to how law enforcement has been clamping down on alleged violators of social distancing and stay-at-home orders. "A classic example a lot of young people could relate to. Out in California, where they pushed sand inside of a skateboard park," he said, and credited the young entrepreneurs who made it a dirt track. "It is a good reminder that the government, left to their own devices, absolute power corrupts absolutely," he said, adding that there is a connection to be made between those viral moments and rights. "We can point out the suspension of common sense," he said. "Yes, we're all concerned about health. We want to be sure people are healthy and safe. But whether it's that, or it's the church congregation, each individually sitting in their own cars, getting ticketed for listening to the radio in a parking lot, whether it's going into a Walmart and being able to buy milk and eggs, but not seeds, but you can go buy a lottery ticket or get an abortion. All those things. I hope the more we just point out the inconsistency, the suspension of common sense, that's something anyone, but particularly young people, can relate to. If you don't have checks and balances on the government, they're going to come. And the examples we give of places like Venezuela aren't that far off when we look at some of these jurisdictions across America," Walker said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.